Well, my mom said, "Oh, some guy Amel something or other called you." It was Mr. Francis. Yep, still alive.
So drafted by St. Louis.
I never played any regular season NHL games. I got into some minor, you know, the farm team games. And I was at camp 3 years with them, I believe. First year, you know, I was pretty sure that I would be out of Salt Lake City, and then all of a sudden they sent about six of us to Port Huron, Michigan, and I'd never heard of Port Huron, Michigan, and it was in the International Hockey League, so it was an experience going there, and then I ended up there all 3 years, really. And it was really disappointing for me because I, you know, the first two training camps I attended, I had real good camps, scored well. And the funniest thing is that I was drafted the year after Bernie Fedorko was drafted, and we were line mates through junior, and never once were we ever put together in a St. Louis training camp. And, you know, I guess that was probably disappointing, but, you know, I guess at the end of the day, I probably wasn't good enough to play with a guy like that. Who, you know, my time there was interesting. You know, I was very fortunate that Mr. Francis was the general manager. And in later in, you know, my time, he was the general manager in Hartford, and that's where I got my start as a scout. I'd got into the fire department in Saskatoon, and they offered me an opportunity to kind of be an area scout for Hartford. And so I was back with Mr. Francis there, and to this day, I still think he's one of the finest people I have ever met in the game. There's probably two people that were very instrumental in, you know, getting me interested in doing what I've done, would be him and the late Jack Buttons, who was the director of player personnel for the Washington Capitals, who hired me when I left Hartford. Eddie Johnson came in as general manager, and Mr. Francis was out. And the Washington Capitals offered me an opportunity, and I spent 5 years, those five wonderful years of learning the business and still being a fireman and traveling a lot. You know, in the fire department, you're kind of 2 days, two nights, 2 days off, 2 days, two nights, 6 days off. And every time I went on 6 days, I'd be traveling someplace to watch games. And I literally traveled all over the world for them and enjoyed it. And Barry Trotz and Craig Channel and I started there. And all three of us are still in the game.
Yeah, it's a scouting role back yep. then, right? Okay, well, that's interesting.
No, I wanted to do. You know what? I had worked for the Blades, and the Portland Winterhawks were the only team at the time that had a director of player personnel, and they had good teams. So they had a guy full-time on the road watching players. And the Blades, to Mr. Brodsky, Nate Brodsky's credit, and Jack and Bob and Rick in particular probably, you know, gave Darryl Lubinicki the opportunity to hire somebody like that, and that was the role they put me into. So I was kind of director of player personnel and assistant coach and all the different things you kind of had to do. And that's where I really started in the scouting world, and then worked my way into the NHL opportunities. And then my last year with Washington was really the first year when we started this thing in Tacoma. So I was still traveling quite a bit for them, but getting this thing set up and ready to go in Tacoma at that time. And sure, that would be the way that I worked my way into the hockey side of it. And the business side of it, you know, that was a learning on the fly, and that was an expensive school to go to, because you know, we probably spent $1 million in a hurry just getting things set up and the game. And learning the business more than anything is where you would spend money to make this thing. So we were in pretty good before we ever really got the team on the ice in Tacoma.